But you watch, he's going to do it now. And when I wrote him a check when he beat Hillary. I supported Hillary in the primaries. But when he won, I wrote him a check, and I wrote on the memo line, for negative campaigning only. I want him to kick John McCain and kick him hard.
I wrote him a check when Sarah Palin made her speech. I'm not kidding. I hate to give money to politicians, but when I saw that snarling woman, I was like, oh no, here's my money and I hope you use it. And I wrote on the line, get medieval. But speaking of medieval, where's Biden? Where's Joey the Shark?
Yeah, you know, he's out there. But look, all the attention the media has turned to Sarah Palin because she's new and it's this shiny object. And I think it's also a mistake for the Obama campaign to focus too much on Palin. You know, why attack the monkey when you can attack the organ grinder, right? McCain is calling the tune here. He's the organ grinder. They ought to get after him rather than Palin. You know, she's this bright, shiny
object. Hey, wait a minute. She's not a monkey. She's a pig. We've already established that.
It's helping
don't
with
mix
the kind
things
of monkey,
up like
you know?
That.
Yeah, those monkeys don't stand still the way pigs do.
Texas,
you know, every Texas metaphor either deals with sex or barnyard animals, and preferably both. So.
So. Okay. So. But didn't their strategists think two moves ahead of the Democratic strategists with this Sarah Palin stuff? Because it seems like on the chessboard, that was the right move. If he had picked Hillary as his running mate, they would not have picked Palin. And we wouldn't be in this mess we're in now. And by the way, where is Hillary?
Well, she's going to be out there campaigning for Barack. She's already been out there. I think Barack was more than generous to give her a great primetime speaking slot.
Yeah, she's the one they need now. Now that Palin is the star, now they got to put their woman. You know, it's like here's rook to rook, knight to knight. You know, where is she out there saying, this woman is nothing like me just because we both have boobs?
Yeah, I think it's wiser to go after McCain. Think about this. Charlie Gibson has now interviewed Sarah Palin for the vice presidency more thoroughly than John McCain ever did. Right? It's about the same.
Right.
McCain is just like Bush. He goes with his gut. You know, no facts, no interviews, no background checks. He goes with his gut. And that's why we're this mess. That's how much thought McCain gives into his vice president. How much thought is he going to give to which country to invade next? Will he just stay with the eyes? Iraq, Iran, maybe Ireland, I don't know, Italy? Could be Indiana? I don't know.
I told you he had jokes. I'm telling you, he's got jokes. So we heard that Bill Clinton had lunch with Obama the other day. Now that's your old boss. You know him. What did he say? Come on. Tell us for real.
I haven't gotten a readout from that meeting, but my guess is he told Barack what he has told his friends, which is, I'm now in the yes business. Okay, Barack is my party's leader. Anything he asks, I'm going to tell him yes, and he's going to get out there and campaign for him as much as Barack wants. I suspect Barack is going to ask him to campaign a lot. I mean, this is now the big leagues, right? There's no time for grudges or holding back. I think Bill Clinton would love the idea of getting out and campaigning for Barack. I think he's going to do it. You'll see a lot of him. You know, maybe not in California, but you'll see him all across that Midwest and maybe some of those border states.
Can I tell you what I think what happened in that meeting?
Okay.
I think Clinton said, you should have picked my wife. You didn't. Now you're in deep doo-doo. Here's what we want.
No. Here's what he wants. This is honest. I worked for him in the White House. I worked for him in the campaign. I've known him for 17 years. It has been torture for him to watch George W. Bush unwind everything that he worked on and believes in, and it will kill him if John McCain completes the job. He needs Barack Obama to win to secure his own legacy, and frankly, if he doesn't campaign hard for Barack and Barack loses, people will start to blame him and his wife and everybody else. So both politically and substantively, I can guarantee you, haven't talked to him about this, he is going to be all out there for Barack. I would say whole hog, but I think we've worn out the pig metaphor.
Obama has no margin for error, right? More than any other politician. I mean, not just because he's black, but for a lot of other reasons. But mostly because of that, he's playing with five fouls before he even starts the game. If he made one gaffe, if he said, honky please, in the debate. Right? Don't I mean, you take my point? He has no margin for error, right?
Yeah, look, he's trying to push a very heavy rock up a high hill. You know, I mean, there is a reason. You know, I'm a straight, white, middle-aged guy, and my team is 43-0 for 227 years. We've never lost one of these things, and there's a reason. And it ain't talent, because look at George Bush. He's kind of disgraced my entire gender and ethnicity. So, yeah, Barack has it harder. He does, but he's always had it harder. It's part of what kills me in this campaign. Is it McCain actually owns 9 homes, not 7. I've checked the property records. 9 homes in 3 time zones in a private jet, and he says the guy who was raised by a single mom on food stamps is an elitist? That's insane. You know, and so Barack's going to have to counter that, but it's just the nature of our politics.
Right. Those are the facts, and your party's losing. But thank you very much for joining us. I hope you come and join us on our panel sometime. Big fan. Paul Begala.